Kyle Rittenhouse is being sued again, and the lawyer is making insane claims. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Help us by going to politicalbombshow.com, support us there, or, like I said, raydog.com. Let's talk about this. Why don't you just leave the young man alone? They just are so vindictive and evil that if you win the battle, which he did, and they feel that, well, he should be punished anyway, well, then now they're trying anything. Okay, what's with these stupid ads? Come on, get out of there. Get out of there. All right, here we go. Ads are the worst. Ads are the worst. Okay. Kyle Rittenhouse is being sued again, and the lawyer is making insane claims. Kyle Rittenhouse revealed on Friday the third anniversary of the incident during the BLM riots in Kenosha that made him famous. He is being sued again, this time by a firm representing the estate of Joseph Rosenbaum. Texas Scorecard reports those also being sued by Rosenbaum's estate are Kenosha officials, different sheriff's departments, the city of Kenosha, the city of West Allis, and several counties for compensation and punitive damages for the wrongful death of Rosenbaum. They are requesting a jury trial for conspiracy to deprive constitutional rights, conspiracy to obstruct justice based on individuous discrimination and First Amendment retaliation. The suit claims Rosenbaum was among many who protested peacefully, and Rittenhouse fired his assault rifle indiscriminately multiple times at citizens on the street. I'm being sued again for defending my life, Rittenhouse posted with a link to the story. I thought this thing was all done. I almost forgot about him until I just came across this story. These lawsuits are making it harder and harder for me to move on with my life. Of course it is, Rittenhouse told Texas Scorecard. It is extremely difficult to go outside without fear of being harassed or assaulted because of the lies spread in these lawsuits. No one should have to continue to defend the fact that they acted in self-defense. Rosenbaum was the first person shot by Rittenhouse in self-defense. Rosenbaum, a previously convicted, as they call MAP, but I'm just going to say what the story says here, pedophile, was shown during the 2021 criminal trial to have been a rioter the night of the shooting, threatening Rittenhouse and others who had firearms to prevent further looting and destruction of property. Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all charges, including murder, she wrote, at the end of the trial. Evidence presented at the 2021 trial have already proven affirmation. claims by the firm representing Rosenbaum's estate to be false. And someone wrote on a search sign here, BLM. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know. What is this? Someone tweeted here. It's going to be hard for me to say X, and it doesn't sound right. But I'm just going to say someone tweeted, now that it's confirmed Joseph Rosenbaum was the one of the people shot and killed by alleged gunman Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, I filmed him earlier in the night taunting the arms civilian saying, shoot me, N-word. I'm not going to play it here. So anyway, what do you think? Is it time for them to leave this young man alone and let him go on with his life? Or is it right for them to keep harassing him until they get him locked up and or someone tries to do the ultimate vigilanteism and take him out? What do you think? Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to go to politicalbombshow.com and click on support us or get some merch from the store. And we'll see you in the next one.